Hi, this is Sydney. I'm going to make Justin talk about something that made him really uncomfortable. Okay?
No.
Yeah.
No.
We're going to talk about what happened tonight.
I don't want to talk about this.
We are going to talk about it.
Okay.
Justin's in his underwear, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, so tonight we went to Video Games Live.
Yeah, it was great.
It was fun.
It rekindled my love of video games. It was dying on the vine. Now it's back.
Well, that's good. That's a positive thing. And this is not dissing Video Games Live. We loved it. It was fun. We had a great time.
Yeah, it was great. The whole experience was great. Everything that happened.
But as you may or may not know, Justin's kind of a local celebrity.
That's not true. At least you're right. This is bad. That's going to happen.
Okay, your dad is a local celebrity.
Thank you.
And Justin is an internet celebrity. So
two great tastes. It tastes great together.
So since Justin is like the local video game guy.
God, as close as we get, I guess.
Then he was asked to come up on stage beforehand and
read. I'm pretty sure. Okay, by asked, I mean, I'm pretty sure my dad told him that I'm like, that people would know who I was and that they would be missing a big opportunity if they didn't have me on.
And I'm sure some of those kids knew who you were. But anyway, so he was asked to come up on stage before the performance and read a list of sponsors that he wanted to thank, that Justin personally felt very strongly about thanking.
Yeah, that I wanted to thank personally. I was already pretty uncomfortable about this. The first one was Senator Bob Plymouth, though in the moment, I said Senator Blob Plymouth.
No, you said Blob Plymouth.
Blob Plymouth. Let's give it up for Senator Blob Plymouth.
Which, if Justin... He already looked so incredibly uncomfortable. If anybody knows him, he kind of stands in this sideways way where he's looking like not at the audience, like he's standing sideways and he's looking off in the other direction and he's not really facing and he paces back and forth, shifting from one foot to the other awkwardly. And then he said blob.
Yeah, it was really good. I'm really glad we could save it for posterity.
And then all bets were off.
Yeah, after that, it was a real steep downhill. Can you talk real quickly, just to change the subject, about the costume contest that you saw?
Before Justin came out, and his dad introduced him as Mr. Joystick, by the way.
Thanks,
Mr.
Dad.
Joystick.
This is Mr. Joystick. Oh, God.
Mr. Joystick.
That monster.
He's going to invade your space.
Stop it.
Anyway. Before, there was a costume contest for all the kids and not
my dad. I was very flattered that my dad thinks that I run Joystick, which is nice.
That's cute. Your dad's a local DJ,
yeah,
by the way.
He actually is. People actually do know who he is when he gets on stage.
He's a local celebrity.
Yeah.
He's
funniest man in the tri-state.
And on the Wall of Fame.
Yeah.
Anyway, before there was a costume contest where a bunch of kids got up dressed as random characters, and then, like, the Tommy guy, what's his name?
Tommy Tallarico.
Okay, Tallarico.
Yeah, not Tommy Turtle, as you've been saying all
Tommy night. Turtle got up, and he said he made him, like, cheer for which kid was dressed the best costume, except that he ignored some of the kids. So it was like, hey, let's hear it for the Kingdom Hearts. All the Kingdom Hearts. There are, like, a ton of kids dressed in Kingdom Hearts costumes. And then he's like, hey, and then there's the Pac-Mans. Let's hear it for the Pac-Mans. And then there's Strong Bad. And there's this poor guy who's just in this big gray cloak. He's just this guy in a gray cloak. And he just stands there.
Just stands there.
I wish you'd been out in the audience.
That would have been good.
You would have been burrowing into your seat. You would have been crawling underneath your seat.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm really glad that we got to just save this experience. And I'm glad that my dad told everybody that Mr. Joyce thing.
It was really funny. It was really enjoyable.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah,
it was really great.
And then there was, you know, Zelda.
And Blob.
Blob Pymel was there.
He was great.
So that was it. That was our Justin's uncomfortable night out.
Yeah.
And don't put him on stage, folks. Just don't put him up there.
And I thought my uncomfortable night was over, but here we are. I guess.
Rehashing it in your boxers.
Yeah. Are you done? You feel like you got your fill?
I'm done. I'm finished.
Great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.